What I want to talk about was this. We've been working a lot on innovation in service sector innovation in the States and also in Baden-Württemberg, and looking at the skill sets which are a really important part of how that innovation takes place. There's now a lot of evidence about the fact that it's associated with relatively small graduate intensive workplaces, flat corporations, limited management, and relational decision making. And that then has a lot of implications for the type of skills people need to have and to take out of university with them. And I wanted really to focus on the way in which disciplines work in universities or don't work in universities to produce the necessary type of skills. As I see it, there are four major interacting skill sets which go together in an effective graduate intensive workplace which is working out some innovation. These are largely service sector innovations, and need to say almost wholly software based innovations nowadays. The first type of skills are management skills. And we unfortunately don't teach management skills very much in British universities to a small extent. But in American universities and increasingly in German universities, particularly in places like Baden-Württemberg, management is one of the absolute key skills which people learn. I'll come back to it in a minute. The second type of skills is software engineering, which, as it were, goes without saying. The third set of skills, which is talked about more and more nowadays, is our social and, if I can put it this way, psychological empathetic skills, which become a more and more key part of the way in which groups of people doing innovation, building innovative products, absolutely have to have. And the fourth type of skills are creativity and imagination. Now, had I said instead, well, we need to have political science, good political scientist, you need to, no physics and mathematics as well, sorry, I forgot about that. Those would be the sort of things which we've been used to thinking of in terms of the skills which you have to develop at university and which companies are going to want you to have when they bring you in to do innovative type of work. It's very interesting that in both Baden-Württemberg, which of course operates a totally different way to, let's say New York or somewhere like that, as far as the way in which innovative collaborations work. The type of skills I've been talking about are things which are produced by the educational system, but above all by the way in which universities, both places, have changed a lot to produce the type of skills which I was talking about. Germany's gone over to a system of the ordinary universities, but also universities which are called Fachhochschule or Institutes, universities of applied science and universal applied science, which have really built up in Baden-Württemberg over the past 20 years, very closely related, needless to say, to the big research companies. These train people primarily, they focus on IT, software engineering, and management, but they pay a great deal of attention to people working together and developing social skills by working together. And then picking out and being able to really reward those people who've got creativity and imagination. That's even more true in the States nowadays. This, quite a lot of our work has been just exactly seeing how in the way in which really good managers work, they pick out and can very quickly reward and promote people who they can see have got creativity and imagination and can work together with other people. Now, I look at the LSE, God, am I going to insult anybody here? I hope not. I taught a large time of my career in Oxford. Oxford actually has, beneath everything, learning how to deal with tutors, learning their idiosyncrasies, putting things together. That is actually, well, this was a very, very long time ago, and Oxford has alas changed quite a lot. But if I think about how would one develop a university like the LSE so that we actually are producing people with these sorts of skills, then I think we have to think in very different ways. We can mimic quite a lot of what goes on, particularly in the States. I mean, in the States, a lot of this takes place actually in professional schools. So professional schools in the States are, business schools in the States are really different to business schools here. You have lots and lots of group work where you have projects, people working together, doing things, developing just the sorts of skills which they will find they will need. Is it possible to imagine this in the UK? Is it possible to imagine that in a third undergraduate year, half the year consists of people working together as a group with a project which they have to solve. This is actually what Finnish children do between the ages of 6 and 9. They're told, here's what you've got to build this shack, and just we'll give you a few clues. This then provides this whole environment of people learning how to work together and think, and how do you choose leaders or not, and so on. Now, I'm not proposing that we start building shacks in the middle of Lincoln's Inn Fields or something like that. Not quite a nice thing to do. But I do think the idea that you train people by getting them to work together, as it were, autonomously, and then being able to pick out and train people on that basis is the sort of way forward which we should be thinking about there. So I've just become emeritus. I feel now I can say just what I want about the LSE. Marvelous place, though it is. And I'll stop there. Thank you very much.